September 3rd, 1950. My love, I hope this letter finds you well. I received your letter, and oh, how it has lifted my spirits. I know it's been a while since I've last written. My unit has been under heavy fire by the enemy. Thank God that every one of us is still marching on. Oh, how I long for you. I long to kiss your lips and hold you close. All the men in my unit were showing pictures of their wives and their girlfriends, and honestly, you got the prettiest girlfriend vote. Isn't that something? You know, it's said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but in this case, everyone is the beholder, for you are truly beautiful. I was thinking if God Almighty allows me to make it back to you, I would love for you to be my beautiful wife and maybe start a family. Now, if that's too much, or if I'm coming on too strong, please forgive me. But I can't see myself loving anyone else. And I know love when I feel it. When I think of you, my heart begins to race like a car engine. My palms get sweaty. I know it's love, and that you are my gift from God. I don't want to waste another moment without you as my wife. I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that I get back home to you safely, so that I could hear you say those magical words, "I do." I imagine you walking down the aisle to me while your father's face is lit up with pride and your mother's eyes are filled with tears. I can imagine that spectacular day, a day of joy and of love, fine food and live music. Just thinking about it makes me fill up with joy. I feel like the luckiest man in the world to have you. I really do. Have you ever wondered about the type of wedding you would have? I'm quite sure you have, since you were a little girl. But did you know that it would be me asking you for your beautiful hand in marriage? I knew it was you the first day I saw you. I knew it would be you. My heart stopped beating the moment I laid eyes on you. I thought I was having a heart attack. But it was only a love attack. I knew at that moment that I would spend the rest of my life with you, the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm so embarrassed to show my deepest love to you in this love letter. I'm afraid to seal it up because I know my heart's attached. You are truly my gift from God, and I thank Him for you. I gotta go now. I've placed in this letter another beautiful flower. I know you're gonna love it. Please remember to pray for me and my units and those who are fighting against us. But I want to pray for you and your family and this great country we live in, America. God Almighty, I come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for hearing me. I want to pray for my future wife and for my future in-laws. Please take care of them, bless them, and protect them from the evils of the country that we live in, and from the evils of the world. I thank you for them, and not only them, but my family, the little bit that I do have, my brother and my sister. Please keep them safe. Lord, I also want to pray for the country I'm fighting against. Please protect us from the wickedness of war and allow this war to end soon, so everyone can go home and live at peace. I thank you in advance. In Jesus' holy name, until next time, my love, may God bless you and may His love keep you. I love you. Forever yours, James.
I'm looking for Lieutenant James Young. Has anyone seen Lieutenant James Young? Hey, Lieutenant James Young here. Do you have a letter for me? Sure do, but you gotta come on down to the post office to sign for it. Hey, you think I can get a ride over? Sure, no problem. Thank you very much. Just let me grab a hat and we can go. Hold on now, everybody. We dealing with a man in love here. Sounds like you're in a rush to receive a letter from your woman. Am I correct? Guilty as charged. I'm in love, that's for sure. That's the truth. You can see it in my face. It's all over you, son. Give me a second to deliver the rest of this mail, and I'll meet you outside. So this woman you're in love with, is she your wife? Yes, well, very soon. We've been dating for a long time, and as soon as I get back home, that's the first thing we're doing. We're getting married. Well, it sounds like love, and I wish you and her the best. God bless you. She's the reason I exist. She's my everything. I've never felt love like this. Well, we're here. Come on in. Let's get you that letter. Sign here and sign here. Ooh, gimme. Give me my letter. I'll catch a ride back, okay? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Bye now.
October 12, 1950. My dearest James, I imagine the church doors opening and you are standing at the altar waiting for me. I know that the Lord will allow me to be your wife. You will be home soon. I can just feel it. I'm glad that my picture can put a smile on your face and give you something to look forward to. I'm so looking forward to being cradled in your arms again. You are not coming on too strong. A real man knows how to express himself with words that jump off the page and right into my heart. Every heartbeat reminds me that I'm one beat closer to being your wife. James, I think we have been bitten by the love bug. I can already hear the music playing at our reception as I try not to step on your toes. You have brought me so much joy that I didn't even know I needed. Now that you are gone, I crave your presence. That is filled with so much faith, joy, and optimism. You make me a better woman, and for that I will always be grateful. Bird watching is one of your favorite pastimes, and so I asked my dad to buy me some binoculars. It makes me feel so close to you and connected to God at the same time. I watch them caring about just doing the function that God created them to do. Guess what? I have a new job cleaning for Dr. and Mrs. Kenneth Avery. I tell you, they are the most beautiful couple. Their faith in God is of the utmost importance to them. And if I can be honest, I'm inspired. Not just by their love, but by their tenacity. Even though certain people don't respect us, that didn't stop Dr. Avery from pursuing medicine. And his wife does all this philanthropic work. I can't wait for you to meet them when you get home. They are connected to some of the most studious black folk that I've ever seen. They host these elaborate parties at their home all the time and even hired me to bake some cakes for their guests. I'm so excited, James. It's pure satisfaction when someone bites into one of my cakes or pies and I just smile. Their foot goes to tapping and they start smiling. After that, I feel like we are connected forever. They will always remember the dessert that took their troubles away. Just for a few minutes. My prayer for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your protection continues to be upon James and his unit. I know that you will bring him home to me so that we can be married. I believe that this kind of love is a gift from you, the kind that should be shared with the world. Please give us the chance to have children raised in you to show your glory. I'm trusting and depending on you with all my faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Be safe. Forever yours, Clara.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours. produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well. Thank you.